Hey everyone, it's Devin. Welcome back to An Emo Girl's Guide to the Galaxy. This is a safe space for readers, weebs, emos, and everyone in between. So if you love sarcasm and hate the patriarchy, you've come to the right place.
I'll kick off the updates this week because I'm very excited to share that one of my friends messaged me a while ago and she was like, do you want to go see this with me? And it was a special screening that they did of Red, White, and Royal Blue. And I was like, hell yeah. So then I was like, I have 1 week. And so I listened to the audiobook and I finished it on the drive to the movie theater yesterday. But it was so cute. Oh my God, I loved it so much. It was really funny and adorable and it had a happy ending. And it kind of made me sad because our political system is such an effing mess right now. But whatever. It was cute. And then I went to the movie and they had, like, it was a special screening, so they had these little friendship bracelet boxes with the title of the movie on them and stuff. It was so cute, and it was a good movie. It was funny. They did a good job. So everyone That's should cool. go see it. It's an Amazon Prime thing, so you don't have to go see it. It's on Amazon Prime.
Okay, I was going to say, I haven't read the book, so I don't know if I'll go see it, but I will go backwards and watch it first and then read the book.
They changed it a little bit, but nothing that's so, like, terrible. I didn't walk out of the movie theater going, like, it wasn't anything like the book.
Yeah.
It was super cute. And then I do have to confess, I haven't told you this yet, but, well, I did share the post with you. T.S. Joyce shared a teaser, because I think she's writing another book in the Damon's Mountains universe. So if you don't know, T.S. Joyce is a spicy romance author who writes about werebears. And she has
paranormal romance.
Yeah. Werebear shifters and mates. And she has this gigantic universe called Damon's Mountains, and it's a bunch of series that are all connected. And she hasn't written in that world in a while. She's gone off and done, like, separate things. But I think she's going back, and I'm so excited, so I started rereading the scene.
Like, I have something to confess.
I downloaded it, because I still have Kindle Unlimited. I downloaded the second book. I don't like the first book, so I skipped. Now I can skip all the ones I don't like, because I know.
Yeah.
I started the second book and I was like, I have so many other things I should be reading, but I did it anyway.
Honestly, those books, the summer that we read all of those, like, those books got me to my Goodreads goals because they're just like candy. Yeah, like, they're snackable little stories and you're like, I can't super short, stop. Like, yeah, I just want to keep going. Yeah.
I go through my Goodreads read list now and I laugh every time because it's like, normal, and then there's just this gigantic pocket of werebear smut.
Mine too. Mm-hmm. And don't worry, if you're not into werebears, there's also dragons, and there are, what else does she have?
Werebears,
there's a dragons. There's gorillas, there's dragons.
There's a bird, there's like a hawk.
There's birds, crows, there's
gorillas,
lions. Yeah, I said gorillas.
yeah, lions.
There's everything.
The lion series is really fun. That's like one of my favorites. It's wild.
But anyway,
They're funny. They're great.
They're smutty.
I think that's all I got.
They're not like the best literary thing you'll ever read, but they're
absolutely
good.
Not. They're complete trash. And please go in knowing that.
But like, the best kind.
The best kind of trash. Yeah, I mean that endearingly.
Yeah. We're trash pandas for T.S. Joyce's books, so.
There aren't any pandas in the series, I don't think. But.
There's also witches, though. I feel like vampires.
Yes. There is, like, a spinoff trilogy that I read about the vampires, and it's pretty good. I like the main series more, but it was good.
I don't think I read the vampire ones, but I know that they exist.
Yeah, they're
but
in the world.
I did read all of the other stuff, yeah. So anyway, if you're behind on your Goodreads goal and you need something fun and exciting, go read some T.S. Joyce books.
Yeah.
Damon's Mountains, because she has a lot, so just look up Damon's Mountains. And
she has so many books.
You'll get the reading order.
And last time, I'm so excited because last time, there's in the first series of Damon's Mountains, there's a spin-off series in the middle of, like, one of the sons or something of, I don't know, I can't remember. But it's about firefighters. You read that one. I didn't, I read though. Those, I skipped it. So now I'm like, I'm going to go read those this time because I didn't read them.
Those are pretty good. I actually think from what I remember, enjoyed them. I liked them, I think.
I don't know.
There's, like, lumberjacks, firefighters, there's a billionaire, Batman-style shifter dude who lives, like, up in the mountain, like, high above everybody else, like an overlord. There's, like, a shifter dating app, right? Like, that's the thing in this world. It's, like, a whole thing.
Willa does that.
Read it.
I don't remember it. I'm so trying very hard to remember the Batman thing, and I cannot.
It's more of just the fact that he is, like, the rich one who takes care of everybody. And I don't want to spoil it of, like, what his shifter is, but...
Yeah. I forgot about that. Oh, yeah, he's, like, creepy most of the series, and then he gets his own book, and you're like, okay.
And you're like, wow, this is why he stays to himself. Yeah, and everybody, like, it's like this mythical person.
Good times. Do I have anything else? I don't think I've read anything else. I am about to start, since I finished Red, White, and Royal Blue, I'm trying to get into audiobooks again, because I read more if I can get into audiobooks. But I also have to work and focus on adult responsibilities, so.
I know, work just ruins everything. Really being does. An adult sucks.
Oh my god. But, I'm gonna start Claire LeGrand's, new series that she just released that you read, and I forgot the name of it already.
A Crown of Ivy and Glass.
That one, yeah. It's on Hoopla, so I downloaded it, and I'm gonna start that soon. So
yes, it's her debut adult fantasy novel, and it's pretty good.
Yeah, I also read a couple chapters of our book of the month this month, which is the first Nyaxia book, Crowns of Nyaxia book, by Carissa Broadbent, and it was very
Serpent.
Good. Serpent of...
The Serpent and the Wings of Night, yeah.
There you
go. Everybody's obsessed with it, so I feel like I'm going to also... binge it.
I read the prologue in the first chapter, and it's very good so far. I don't know.
I'm excited.
So yeah, what have you got?
I have a few things. So I will be going on vacation. I'm super excited. I'll probably be back by the time this is up, I think. But we will have a little sabbatical,
a mini break.
Yeah, mini break while I'm gone. I will be in the forest, and I will be thoroughly enjoying myself and being away from
reality,
digital anything. I'm going to be disconnected. Book-wise, I actually just got a box from Bloomsbury in the mail the other day, and it is the 10th anniversary edition of The Bone Season, and it's, I believe it's pretty. By the same author that did... The Priory...
Oh, yeah, Orange Tree or whatever.
Yes, Priory of the Orange Tree.
I've heard amazing things
about Samantha Shannon. Yeah. So she
I haven't read any of her books, but I hear that they're amazing.
Yeah, so I am super excited for The Bone Season, and if you are interested, I'll probably have, like, an unboxing on Instagram and TikTok, so that'll be up at some point. Also, I did get my hair cut, and my hair is super healthy. It's been a while, but, like, I just felt like sharing because I'm in my natural era.
My scalp feels free. Yes.
I'm so excited to, like, have healthy hair again and just not have to worry about washing my hair with cold water. It's like...
Oh, my God. You did that for so long.
It's so wild. not for another, like, year, maybe. We'll see.
That's what did I dyed my hair bright neon pink once, and then I was like, I can never do this again.
It's a lot of maintenance.
As fuck, but I could not keep no.
yep. And then you don't realize how bad the fading gets until you see, God, like, so pictures fast. Afterward, yeah. And you're like, wow, that actually
it happened so
actually
quick.
Did not grow out well. I also started reading Swordcatcher my early arc, the new adult fantasy by Cassandra Clare. So if you know me, you know I'm trash for anything she writes. And so I am thoroughly enjoying myself. I'm like 50 pages in. One thing that I will never get over is that the fact that her chapters are like 50 pages long. Like, the prologue was like 40 something pages. And I was like, what is going on? Usually a prologue is like 3 pages long.
We just read Curse of Saints 2 by Kate Dramas, which was the complete opposite. Her chapters were like 2 pages and it was the best.
Yeah, the whole prologue scene is literally like a child being taken from an orphanage, meeting the royal family, going into like some event, the night afterward, like it was a lot. And I was like, okay, I'm exhausted. Yeah. Like, I lived a whole lifetime in those 40 pages. But it's
from Shadowhunters. I remember her chapters being like that. And what gets me too is that there's sometimes there's a POV shift in the middle of the chapter. And I'm like, this could have been another chapter. You could have broken it off right here. Why?
Yes. And then it causes me to, like, pause mid-chapter because, like, I'm like, I can't keep going. Like, I need to stop. And I'm like, why am I stopping mid-chapter? Also, I finished our book of the month from July, which is the one that Loretta just mentioned, A Curse of Saints. And the ending is really good, like, the plot twist at the end. I'm really excited to see what happens in the second book because of it. And we might be doing something fun with the author. Maybe, maybe not. Cannot confirm or deny, but you should catch up on that book, and then maybe in a while we'll have something fun.
I also have a weird story about it, so you should keep up with us.
Yes. Keep up with our books of the month, because we might have some fun stuff going on. But yeah, that's what I got. Hope everyone else is doing good. Also, we're only a month into summer. Like, I don't know how I realized this. I think I probably Googled because that's just, I'm a Googler. But summer started, like, June 22nd.
Really?
Or, like, July. Yeah, I think it's, like, it's only been, like, one full
Don't make
month
me
of,
sing the Taylor Swift summer. August song.
And summer doesn't officially end until, like, September 22nd.
Really?
So... yes.
I'm an adult woman, just learning this, so that's fun.
Yeah.
I don't know, I'm on school schedule still, you know, like, it's summer's almost over, school's about to start, that means it's gonna be fall.
So, the first day of summer was June 21st, so it's only been actually, like, a month and a half, and the last day of summer is September, like, 22nd or 23rd, so, like, we still got another month and a half to go of summer.
That's nuts.
I know. But anyway, fun fact of the day for everybody. You're welcome.
Will I still act like it's fall anyway? 100%.
Why is pumpkin spice coming back so early? We're drinking pumpkin spice
in the middle of summer. We manifested that as a collective, and I'm very proud of us.
But anyway, let's get into our main topic today, since I feel like we've rambled for too long.
we're trying out something new today, and we're spotlighting a specific author that we love, and we're hoping that this can become a series if everyone likes it. And today we're covering Mary Pearson because she is the sweetest human, and we cannot stop shouting about her books enough, so that's what's happening.
Yay, Mary Pearson! Yes, this is going to be hopefully an ongoing episodic thing we do every once in a while.
Tell us if there are any authors you want us to scream about, because we're always willing.
Some of our favorite authors. We've done tropes, we've done different themes and types of books, and now we're just going to be
doing...
give
us all the ideas. Yeah.
Author-specific episodes. And today we're talking about Mary Pearson. I guess I'll just start off by talking about the fact that we actually joined, like, another group of readers in a buddy read.
Yeah.
And it was actually somebody else who suggested reading Kiss of Deception.
Yeah, Remnant Chronicles.
Yeah, and so we started the first book, and I just remember
is that I picked up this book forever ago, and the way it's written, completely threw me off because it's very unique the way the first book of Remnant Chronicles is written, and I think I might have been tried to listen to it on audiobook, and I could not do it. I was like, no, this isn't for me. And I DNF'd it, and I had no intention of ever going back. And then we joined that buddy read, and they were like, I love this book. It's my favorite series. We should do it. And I was like, all right. But then I ended up being obsessed with it.
Yeah. That's actually a good note, I think, is that it's written, at least the first book is written in three different perspectives. And because it's meant to be kind of a mystery of who the two main male characters are, it probably is better to be read, like, physically.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, the first book, A Kiss of Deception, or The Kiss of Deception, or just Kiss of Deception, I don't know, Kiss of Deception.
I think it's Kiss.
Is about a runaway princess, and she has two people looking for her. One of them is an assassin, and one of them is the prince that she was meant to marry. And you meet both of them, but you just don't know which one is the prince and which one is the assassin mm-hmm. until the end, which makes really, it very fun.
Yeah, it's really cool because, you get her perspective. She runs away, right? She's supposed to get married and then she runs off.
Yeah, she runs away. I think within the first,
and
like,
she's trying
two
to
chapters.
Live this, like, nondescript life and in some other, in like a new town. And then you get POV chapters from both of the love interests. But then you read chapters of her interacting with these two men and you don't know which one is which. So it's like, it's so cool. I love it so much.
Yeah. While you're falling in love with one or the other, you're actively trying to figure out if it's the assassin that you love or the prince that you love.
I literally had a list of descriptors. I was like, guy A, brown hair or whatever. I don't know. Yeah. I can't remember what they were, but I had like a list, and then I was like, I think it's this guy, and I can't remember if I was right or not. But I literally
and you
remember
also
texting you at like 2 a.m. and I was like, I know who it is. And you were like, yeah. Oh my god.
Yeah, I remember they put together a schedule for us, and I just blew through that schedule. I was
that
like,
was
this
like the only
exist.
Time I've blown past a buddy read schedule in my life.
Yeah, I was like, this, what is the schedule? Like, I'm going to finish this in 2 days and then just wait for y'all to, like,
catch up with me.
Let me know when I'm done. And I read the whole series in, like, what, a week maybe?
Yeah, we both
did. It was
did.
Super quick. I was like, this is so good. Also, fun fact, we were live tweeting, like, the entire time. Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, sorry. Live tweeting, that was
live
formally.
X-ing?
Formally, formerly known as Twitter. It's now x.com. But we were, at the time, it was called live tweeting. We were reading, that series, and then also we just jumped into the sequel series,
Dance of
which
Thieves.
Is Dance of Thieves.
So,
so again,
good.
We've mentioned
so
it multiple
good.
Times on this show, but read Remnant Chronicles first, please.
Yeah.
And Mary Pearson was just so excited. She was so into all of our threads
she was so
and our
cute.
Live
yeah,
tweets
she was, like,
and our gifts.
Us and responding to us. Yeah, and all of
uh-huh.
our stupid gifts.
Yes,
we kept making,
it was so
we
fun.
Kept making Godfather jokes about, was it the first series? I think it was the second series.
The second series.
We kept making
Mafia.
Godfather jokes and she was laughing at us. And it was great.
Yeah, she was, like, very into it. So that was really fun. And then I actually met her at Y'all West in 2018, 19, I don't know. It's been years. Whenever Vow of Thieves was coming out, because I was tweeting at her and I think tagging her on Instagram. I was just all over the place. I was like, "Notice me." and I couldn't go the actual days of Y'all West because I was going to be out for a work event. Like, I was going to be in Texas for something. So I wasn't even going to be home.
Oh, I
and I,
about
like,
that.
Posted about it. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'll be there on the early day, but I'm not going to be there the actual days. I'll be there on the preview night. And she said, oh, come to my booth. Like, I'll have something special for you. And I was like, oh my god. Like, okay, cool. Like, I'll let you know. And I was the first person in her line. Like, her line was super, was on the shorter side. Like, obviously, there were people waiting to get stuff signed, but I was first in line for her wristband. And I just skipped over. I was like, I didn't go to Stephanie Garber's line. I didn't go to, like, all of the bigger authors at the time. Like,
you
I
zoned think Lee in on
Schwab
her. Yeah.
was there. I was like, I don't care about these authors. Like, I'm going to go see Mary Pearson.
My new bestie, Mary.
And I was first in line. I got my wristband. I went to go see her. And she said, oh, it's you. Like, you guys are so funny. I love all your stuff. And she reaches, like, she turns around and she's like, you didn't get this from me. And she turns around back facing me, like, after she grabs something from her bag, and she gives me, like, a padded envelope, and it's a arc of Vow of Thieves.
Oh my
and
God,
she signed it,
that.
And she signed my books, and I was like, oh my God,
you texted me, and
so
we freaked
much.
Out.
And it was just, like, the nicest thing ever. Like, I've
you
never
got
had
me a signed
an author.
Book, and I love it so much.
Yeah. Like, I've never had an author, like, go out of their way to, like, get me something super
She's
special
so
like that, like, in person. So, Mary Pearson, she is the real one, and everyone needs to go read her books.
She also just came out with a prequel, question mark? Is it a prequel? I haven't read it. I own it.
It's, like, in the world of the Remnant Chronicles, and it's called
It's a story about something in that universe.
Yeah, so the... Also, speaking of that... going off of this in a tangent, apparently this whole universe is, like, post-apocalyptic, and when somebody
Which
called
I didn't
it out,
know
she was, like,
until
she
Dance
confirmed it online.
Because there's a part,
yes.
Is this a spoiler
I know
if
what
I say par- this?
I know what part you're talking about. It's
something
the part
specific
with,
happens,
like,
and I was like, oh my God! I freaked out. I don't know if it's a spoiler.
I know exactly what scene you're talking about, because I think that's the scene that I...
We were like,
too.
Wait.
Yeah. Where they find the things in the barn, right? Or they're, like, hiding and they're
talking
about
specific, like...
Yeah,
there's, like, a giant warehouse of...
Yeah. So, anyway, back to the topic is that it is post-apocalyptic, so I would read very carefully because she claims that there are tons of, like, little call-outs in the entire series that, like, allude to things being post-apocalyptic, and I'm like, this is wild.
It makes,
like,
me want to reread the Remnant Chronicles, because I didn't know this until, like, the end of Dance of Thieves or whatever, and now mm-hmm. I want to go back and see what I missed.
Yes, and so she has a new, so circling back, making the coming full circle, so she has a new book called The Morrigan, and The Morrigan is, like, a very, I want to say religious figure, but maybe not, like, maybe just, like, a very
it's religious,
important
yeah. It's like a goddess or...
in the world, yeah, but knowing that it is post-apocalyptic, like, maybe this is not the case, maybe it's just one of those things that they talk about, like, oh, we reached the stars, and they speak of it in a very magical way, but obviously, knowing that it's post-apocalyptic, this could mean literally anything. Which I kind of want to go back, like you said, and reread it.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a whole world. There's kind of magic talked about, but not really. It's like a very, like, written in a very spiritual way, I guess. Can you say that? Like a very mystical. Mystical is a good word for it. And yeah.
It's like being a witch now, you know? Like, if you believe in that and you want to manifest that kind of stuff, then that's all what you believe, but...
Yes. And there's also, like, grumpy, sarcastic men and sassy ladies and everything that you would want. It is YA, though. I do want to call that out since we didn't specify in the beginning.
It is YA. There's no spice.
It is not.
No smirk.
Yeah, I was going to say. There is not spicy.
This is one of the times, though, where I feel like I didn't miss it at all. I wasn't like.
Yeah.
If only this
it's
was
very
sweet.
Good.
Sometimes I do that. It was so good. And yeah, please read them in order. Because if you, like, do you need to read them in order? Not specifically, but you're missing out because a lot of the characters from the first series come back and make cameos in the second series, and if you don't know, it's not as fun, so...
Yes, and there are also spoilers, so, like, people... Things happen at the end of the first series, obviously. Like, the Remnant Chronicles, there's a lot of stuff that happens, and they reference a lot of things in the second series, and so if you don't read them in order, it's gonna be spoiled for you, like... Who survives, who doesn't survive, the trauma that characters go through. Like, there's just a ton of stuff that you will miss.
Yeah, then you know It's like a way how you always complain about reading Six of Crows first.
I hold a grudge. I have like a saltiness towards that series. But that's not our author topic today, so we won't bring that up. Also, fun fact, like, did you know, I had, obviously, again, I Googled, like, per my research.
What, you?
Mary Pearson is, like, almost 70 years old. Like, I love what? That for her. She's out here, like, living her life, writing books.
She is? Being,
like, yeah.
She looks
she's, like,
amazing.
Yeah, she, I think, is 67 right now. 67, 60-something. But she's close to 70. And I was like, good
damn,
for
girl.
You. Good Go for off. You out here writing best-selling novels, having me.
She's also writing something new. She's been posting about it lately, and I'm so excited. I think it's a new, I don't know, but I think it's a new thing. I think it's a new, like, series or something. I don't know, but I'm
yeah,
so excited.
Yeah, I will
give me all the
read anything she writes. She's also from Southern California. I think she lives, like,
I remember
that. I don't know, in the desert somewhere, but I just love her. Also, another random tidbit is that she has another series, like a series that she wrote before, Remnant Chronicles.
Oh, I see that sometimes when I look her
like,
up.
Yeah, something about a character named Jenna Fox, I think, like the Jenna Fox series or something like that. And I've never read them, but I feel like I want to just so that
just
way I can
love
say
her.
I've read.
I know.
Yeah, I've read all of her books, but
I've seen those covers and they're terrible.
Be true
I love Mary, but those the covers are terrible. But I might.
They are
I might
very
read them
like
anyway.
Old school YA, like very
yes.
early 2000s
Twilight
YA,
era YA
cover series. Yeah.
Oh, good times. Now I want to reread these.
We should do that. That'll be our book of the month. Whenever, like after this month, we could just do Remnant Chronicle rereads.
Book club.
Also, it's like that it's like the TikTok sound.
Also,
I don't know. We just bought the special edition versions of Remnant Chronicles.
Oh my god, I forgot
from...
we did that. I just bought it and moved on with my life.
I know. From Fairy Loot.
Oh my god, they're
so
pretty.
Pretty.
I'm so excited.
I hope they come with annotations.
I was
so
literally just
like
about
whole...
to say, are they annotated? Because then we can do a whole series of episodes about it.
We can do a reread and then go through the annotations and it'll just be like a whole series of episodes so everybody can join
I'm
us in loving Mary Pearson.
Because I have to know.
There's also a special edition Barnes & Noble version of...
I have that one. I like it. I like it more than the original.
Is it Dance of Thieves or Vow of Thieves? Which one has the pretty white cover?
Oh, I'm thinking of, I have a Barnes & Noble special edition of The Remnant Chronicles, like the second book, one of the books in the series, and it has an alternate colored cover, and I like it more than the original cover.
All right, here, let me show you this so that way you can freak out live with us real time with how pretty this is. Can you see that?
Oh my god, that's awesome. It is white. Oh my god, I didn't know that existed. Probably
yeah.
probably better that way.
It's buy one, get one 50% off on Barnes & Noble right now. And I'm like, it's $27. Like, I should do this.
These special Fairy Loot editions are not annotated, but you know what? We can do episodes about them anyway.
Reread. But anyway, Mary Pearson, lovely lady.
We love you.
Great person. Read her books.
Read them in order.
Start with The Remnant. Start with Jenna Fox. And if you don't like those, because I can't confirm or deny how good they are, just roll into Remnant Chronicles. They are amazing. Shout out to
also,
whoever was that got us to that buddy read.
I don't know who needs to hear this, but it took me reading it. Like, I tried to listen to the audiobook. I didn't really like it. I didn't vibe with it. It took me reading it to really love it, so I don't know. Take that how you will.
Yeah. Get the Fairy Loot editions.
You won't
go
regret
buy
it.
Some special edition Barnes & Noble, Dance of Thieves.
Dance of
Get
Thieves
the Morgan.
Is so good, too. Oh my god, they're all so good. And then Twitter went through, TikTok went through a Mary Pearson awakening not too long ago, and they were all like, oh my god, I didn't know these books existed. And we were like, where have you all been?
Also, the sequel is Enemies to Lovers, so you have that to look forward to. I know we just did an episode on Enemies to Lovers, but it's so shouting good. That out. But yeah.
Yeah, okay. So for the game, we're going to try something new, and it might be terrible. I don't know.
Also, I feel like before we get into game, while you set it up, anyone who out there who's actually listening, let us know if you like the shorter version of these episodes better. Like, I think we're at about, like, half an hour right now, where usually we talk for, like, an hour. Mm-hmm. So, is shorter better?
Do you want us to shorter episodes?
Do you want parts one and two? Like, we want to know. Give us your feedback.
Yeah, longer we're here. Episodes, shorter. We're here for whatever.
All right. Let us know what your game is, Loretta.
Okay. On my phone, I have TikTok open to the Book Boyfriends filter. And we're going to do the TikTok version of Fuck, Marry, Kill with TikTok rules. So, we cannot get all of our selections at one time. We have to, like, they give us a book boyfriend. We have to say if we would fuck, marry, kill them on the spot, and we can't change our answers. And then I'm going to post this on our socials later if it's not too weird. Okay. We're rolling, and let me see what I get.
Are we doing it each of us individually, or are we coming to a group consensus over
we have to
who right? you pick? Okay, let's do one, and then we'll do a group consensus. So you do the filter and tell me who you get.
I got Cashin. My first one was Cashin. We're starting off strong.
Oh.
I can't decide if I should fuck him or if I should, like, keep him forever and marry him.
I was gonna say, I kind of want to marry him.
I feel like I'm starting too strong. Like, I don't want to, like, blow my wad in the first go.
I know, but what if we get someone bad and we have to marry somebody bad? Like, I would prefer Cassian to marry Cassian over anybody.
Okay, I'll marry him.
Okay, we're marrying Cassian.
I reached my limit. I have to start it over.
It's going great. Just change the time limit at the bottom.
Oh, wow, I'm an idiot. 10 minutes? You can make 10-minute videos.
This is going in. This is going this in is the episode great. Of you. True
should
millennial
I start
fashion.
Should I start over?
Yeah, we can start over. Okay. Sorry, Cassian, we're starting over.
Watch me get all terrible choices now. Let me tell you something. Where did that sound come from? I'm so old. Okay. We're rolling. I got Cashin last time, and I just blew it because I didn't have the right settings on, so here we go. Aaron Warner! Oh my god!
Oh man, I'm gonna
him.
Say.
Fuck or marry?
I don't wanna marry Aaron Warner.
Yeah, I don't know if I wanna be married. To
him. I don't wanna marry Aaron. Sorry. He's
That's
great,
fair, yeah.
but like, it's too much.
It's
too much for me.
Yeah, I'll fuck him. Okay. We're starting strong. I like it. Next, Alex Volkov. I don't know who that is.
I've never read that book. Skip. Pass. Okay.
Pass.
Or I guess we could have just killed him.
Lucian! Oh, man. I don't know if I want to be married to him either. I don't hate Lucian. People hate Lucian, and I'm like, I don't hate him.
I don't know. Yeah,
he
don't
made some
him.
Stupid He's... decisions, but...
He'd just be kind of boring. Like, I don't think I'd have... fun being married.
I'm gonna marry
him
in case I get someone terrible, so I'll marry Lucian. It's fine.
Okay, I'll go along with you.
I'm not excited about it, but
who are we killing?
Atlas Corrigan. Nope, don't know.
I don't know. Skip.
Tamlin! I get to kill him! Yes! It's all worth it. It's all worth it.
At least we didn't have to marry Tamlin.
Tampon? You're getting it.
You know what? We settled in our marriage, but
I feel proud
at least...
of the choices I've made today.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
We should have married Aaron Warner. We can't take it back now.
I know. I could have done better, but you know.
That was kind of fun. We should do that more.
Yeah. I liked it. All right, I don't know what to do with this video now, but I'll figure that out off air.
Go check out our TikTok to see the actual filter being used.
You can watch me fail.
Shout out to all of the older millennials like us who are not technologically savvy anymore.
I'm ashamed of myself.
Okay, cool. Well, thanks for joining us on this short episode. Well, I'm out in the forest.
But we'll be back with really cool stuff later.
Yeah, we'll be back. We have lots of fun things coming up. If you haven't already, listen to our interview with Lana Peherchik from last weekend. It was really fun talking with her.
I just posted some quotes from that episode because she was hilarious.
She's really fun. She's really fun. But yeah, follow us on social. We're at Emo Girls Guide on literally everything. We're on X, formerly known as Twitter. I just like saying that. It's like that's everywhere. X, formerly known as Twitter. Also, side note, while we're ending this, did you see that they're auctioning off a bunch of Twitter stuff? So yeah,
someone at work was like, the auction's happening on, I forget, September 12th or whatever. And I was like, what?
If anybody wants Twitter memorabilia, like, go.
What is happening over there?
Go join that auction. But anyway, Emo Girls Guide on X, formerly known as Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Threads, TikTok. We're on Fable. We have a book club, and we are reading Carissa The Serpent Brabant. And the Wings of Night this month. So everybody join us for that. If you want spicy vampires in your
life, now is the time.
Yes. Yes. And yeah, we will be back soon with some more fun stuff. So may your day be blessed with main character energy.
Main character energy. Woo!